Right, it's 11:03 here in New Zealand. It's a good deal earlier, of course, in Sydney, where Andrew Voss has just wrapped up his breakfast show, usually in conjunction with Greg Alexander. And one of the main focuses, of course, is the round of NRL, which has just been complete. And, of course, that will be with the case with us too, with Vossi, very shortly. But, Vossi, as a Sydney sider, what a terrible time, a terrible succession of events over the weekend. Which has rocked a city, I'm sure.
Yeah, Smithy, good morning. An event, and it's more than just Sydney, it's all of Australia. I think it's resonated across the world when you go into the individual detail of the victims. Six people killed, just could have been any of us, Smithy. We're just talking big shopping centre, Westfields in Bondi Junction, just east of the centre of the city. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's the first day of the school holidays in Sydney. People out and about, just going about their business. And in the space of, we now know, 25 terrifying minutes, this person, Joel Couchy, who now was shot by the police inspector, Amy Scott, in 25 minutes he went around stabbing people indiscriminately, up to 18 people stabbed, and six of those lost their lives on the day, others still in a critical condition in hospital, one of those a nine-month-old baby. It is a shuddering story, all of us impacted, and just terrible. I mean, the first responders, we're full of admiration, obviously, for the police inspector, but when you see the vision, I don't know whether of, and I know, of course, we'd have plenty of our listeners are reminded of the events of Christchurch from a few years ago, you know, to see all of it on video, such is the way now with security cameras, you just get image after image of the path of this man running through a shopping centre, just jogging through with the knife, just nonchalantly, 30-centimetre hunting knife carried at his side. He jogs past people literally centimetres away, but it is so random, those who that he attacks. There seems to be a thread with, obviously, by the casualty count, that he's mostly women, and it's a very complex story around the killer. That we're starting to find out more about him. But just a terrible, terrible day. And I think it's fair to say all of us still in shock, but obviously our thoughts with those chiefly affected, the family and friends of those that have lost their lives.
Yeah, absolutely horrific. It's just devastating. You're dead right, actually. It's pretty hard to, from your point of view, it must seem very, very hard to get your teeth into the sport over the weekend.
Well, it does, yeah. It does make sport irrelevant, Smithy. I mean, we do have a job to play, and you know, we had to call football, but yet, from up to minutes before I had to call a game on Saturday night, actually, I'll tell you, I will pull back the curtains here, Smithy. So I had to go out to a core stadium to call the Cronulla Souths game, but previous to that, we'd already, my wife Simone and son Harry had already tickets to go to the Sydney FC, Sydney Derby, which is at Moore Park, which is 10 minutes away from Bondi Junction that night. And we said, oh, do we want to be a part tonight? You know what I mean? Like, it was, we were all in shock. We're watching the news, the rolling news coverage all afternoon. And then once we got back after the game, we were watching the news. And then yesterday, it's the first thing you do when you wake on, and then you learn the individual victim stories and that. And yeah, it's terrible. It has impacted all of us, Smithy, and let's hope we don't see such an incident anytime soon again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Vossi. Well, appreciate your sentiments there. We'll try and focus in on a little bit of league, and you were busy over the weekend. And we had a very interesting encounter here, which, of course, there was a little bit of controversy towards the end, of course. What did you make of that ruling? How's it gone down in Australia?
Really interesting, Smithy. I've gone penalty. Greg Alexander has gone penalty. On a Monday morning on our breakfast show, we have the GOAT Cameron Smith as a special guest between 8 and 8.30. He had no penalty. But there you have it, the incident itself. Josh Alloyer subsequently charged by the match review committee. Well, if there's a charge, it has to be a penalty. So, but interesting to hear, Cameron Smith, you know, he's got no bias either way here. He's an independent observer. He thought no penalty. On our text line this morning with our listeners, probably 50-50 split as well. So there you go, one that was controversial. Can we put aside the controversy? Finish was incredible. You know, within 10 minutes of extra time. It is incredible. And I would say in the wash-up, you know, they've picked up the points. I threw it at Cameron Smith this morning. You know, there's six teams ahead of Manly and the Warriors, but those two teams are going as well as anyone, don't you think? I mean, the Warriors are have six teams in front of them, yet I think they're every bit as good as any of the teams. Cronulla at the top of the ladder. I think the Warriors are every bit as good as Cronulla, even though they lost to the Sharks at the start of the season. But it's a very, very tight competition race. And that odd point, that one point, that might prove critical down the track, either way.
Manly actually would probably at 16-0 be disappointed in the fact that they probably saw one get away at that point.
Well, how often do we see it now, Smithy? You know, game after game, you know, 12-0, 16, 18-0 leads just get erased. Raiders fans know that. I mean, it's happening so often now. So the fact that the Warriors came back, gee, didn't you love the Sean Johnson try the other day? I can't believe where Sean Johnson has bounced back from. You know, biggest fan, as you know, I had him written off. Then he has that stellar season last year, and then he's doing things like that. Oh, that was just magic. The Johnson dummy run, sprint, score, kick a goal, just all of it. It's so good for the competition. Daly Cherry Evans was magnificent. You know, you're talking about one of the oldest players in the game. I keep saying he could play for another 5 years, Smithy. Football's great at the moment, and over the weekend we had two games decided by 2 points. If the Raiders hadn't have kicked that field goal in the 90th minute last night, it would have been the first time we've had two drawn games in over 20 years. We just don't get many golden point draws, but you've got to go back to pre-golden point days to find a round where we had two draws. So some great football, some great results, and a very tight ladder to boot.
I was going to say, I'm just looking down at the results and having a look at them again in terms of margins, and there wasn't really any absolute pastings over the weekend, which is a good sign for all concerned. You're a bit surprised with the Eels and the Cowboys?
I am. I don't know what to make of the Cowboys. I don't have them as emphatic pretenders, but I'm more leaning towards pretender than contender at the moment. Their defence, there's a deficiency there. Quite obviously, they can score points. But they lose to Parramatta without Mitchell Moses, and they concede 27. You know, against the Dragons there a few weeks back, they could have been down 24-4, but they got on a roll, and because they put 30 on the board, you sort of erase a bit that's done. But just a few too many defensive lapses from the Cowboys to call them a top-four side. That's one of the reasons why I'm saying the Warriors and the Seagulls are on 7. They have the Sharks, the Storm, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Panthers and Raiders in front of them. No one will argue to me that the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Cowboys are better sides than the Warriors or on form this year. So that's why I'm saying the competition is incredibly tight. The Warriors may be 3 points behind the Sharks and the Storm, but I don't know that the Sharks are going any better than the Warriors in terms of what you actually see in the 80 minutes or 90 minutes, as was the case on Saturday.
How good are the Storm going then?
Well, they've become the cardiac kids, and that's why I'm not getting carried away with their form, Smithy. You know, there could have been 3 games now where they lost. They've got up at the death to win. They could be on 4 composition points, but they've been able to get the job done in close matches. An unlikely try scorer scores the winner the other night. That was Sean Blore. I mean, that was only the second try of his career, the former Tiger. Then you think of the Xavier Coates heroics against the Warriors in the corner. Should they have won that game? Well, they did. So the Storm story could be totally different to what it is now. But, you know, Craig Bellamy, they're great at accumulating points, the Storm. But I'm certainly not absolutely convinced. If they were leading, and they are joint top of the table, I'm not adjusting the betting market to say, oh, gee, how good are they going? They are flying. Yes, they've got the wins on the board, but I wouldn't say their form has got you saying, I'll lock them in.
Right, let's look at what you perceive to be going to happen in Rabbits territory this week.
Well, surely the press coverage can't be as big this week. They do have the bye this week. So, you know, a lot of people read into that if they were going to get rid of the coach, this actually was, if there could be a perfect time, this would be the time, because that would give the interim coach, the next coach to come in, 2 weeks to prepare, and they've got matches against Melbourne and Penrith coming up. Boy, oh boy. And they're conceding 32 points a game. Man, they got troubles. They were gallant the other night. I think they said they're standing by Jason Demetriou. They just want to see effort. It's not, they're not accounting on wins and losses. That's like saying, well, we don't actually expect to beat Penrith or Melbourne, but we want to see effort. Well, they got effort the other night, but they still conceded 34 points. I know they had injuries to Tola, Munro, Murray, all off, didn't play the second half. But they're averaging 32 points a game, Smithy. And that goes back to, you know, before the halfway mark of last season. Their defence is that of a bottom four side now, South Sydney. And I'm not seeing, I haven't seen any change across six rounds of this season. And now they run into two of the heavyweights.
Yeah.
Doesn't go good, but gee, if they're only talking about effort, then I think you've got to look at the players, don't you? Does the coach carry the can for the effort? We just want effort. If the players don't put in effort, the coach goes and the players all stay. It's not sort of right, is it, Smithy?
Who's your leading candidate if Demetriou does go? Who's your leading candidate? You're Brandy, and who are you thinking?
Oh, well, Wayne Bennett's available next year. You can't look past Wayne Bennett, and he's been at the club before, got them to their most recent grand final. If Wayne Bennett's a gun for hire, then you're getting Wayne Bennett. You know, he would be the best candidate to bring in. But does he want to go back there? People are saying, well, if Parramatta failed again this year, could Wayne Bennett end up at Parramatta? But I would think if South Sydney have position vacant, I don't think they're going with rookie coach. They're not going with rookie coach when a bloke like Wayne Bennett's available. So I'd be asking Wayne, do you want to come back to Sydney again? Maybe he doesn't. Do you want to come to Sydney? There's a job going for you. And you know how the joint works, and you were here, and you got us to a grand final. Can you please do it again?
A name's just been thrown in my headphones. Sam Burgess, no?
I say no. I don't think that, just the way of the exit of Sam. And by the way, over the weekend, Sam is now through to the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup. What a win over St Helens, 31-8. That's a big moment for Sam. He could be Wembley bound. He's only one game away. But no, I wouldn't be bringing back Sam that quickly into the fold, given the manner of his exit. I think there needs to be a little bit of clean air there.
Rightio. Okay, let's can we look at the Broncos 28 over the Dolphins 14 and the return of Reece Walsh?
Yeah, up and down game from Reece Walsh, as it can often be. You know, he'll make mistakes, he'll still go at it, but he makes a difference. You just, some of the players go, wow. You know, he's such a good mover. I thought Pat Carrigan in the forwards was fantastic. I thought Selwyn Cobbo, that's exciting. Selwyn Cobbo has found his position. When he first came into first grade, they were saying, oh, gee, make a better fullback. This is a big, imposing centre. Selwyn Cobbo is a weapon and scored a couple of tries the other night. The Broncos are sitting on 6 competition points, not sold on them. I'm not sold that they're any better than last year, but, you know, Adam Reynolds has been in and out through injury. Reece Walsh has missed a couple of games. Payne Haas is still sidelined. Let's make our appraisal of the Broncos when they're at full strength. But at the moment, no reason why the Broncos won't be playing finals football again this year.
Vossi, our thoughts with you. Our condolences to the people, the good people of Sydney as well, and Australia in general over the weekend. Still the overriding factor, and wish you all the best, you people over there, to get through it and to move on. Very tough for a lot of people as well, directly involved. Cheers, man, and thanks for your review of the season, of the round as well. Have a great week.
Yeah, good on you, Smithy. Hug your loved ones. I think that's the advice that we should all take on board after the events of Saturday.